I probably might have given up my writing altogether because of these perceptions and dreams and false beliefs I had about the industry today. The reality of writing is it's not just a matter of putting words to paper and putting it out there and it being done. When you are dedicated to putting a book out there, it requires a lot more than writing chapters. Or writing tens upon thousands of pages and words a day. It requires outlining, it requires research, making sure your I's and your T's are dotted and crossed. It requires revision. It requires editing. It requires creativity. It requires diligence, persistence. Sometimes, even having to make some difficult decisions. And sometimes those decisions can be how much of your rights you're willing to give away to your piece, how much work you are willing to put into it, who you're going to trust with your work, what work you're willing to put into it, what you're willing to learn, what tools you're willing to utilize and learn how to utilize. What your approach is going to be on marketing. Are you going to do it yourself? Are you going to pay someone to do it? Or are you going to go traditional and let publishers do it for you? Or are you going to work with your publishers and promote your work as well? These are just some of the realities that I've come to really wake up to as an adult and as a person who has dreamed of writing and being an author for a long time. And I don't say these things to discourage other writers or those that are looking to become authors or those who have self-published or are looking to traditionally publish. I say this to enlighten and perhaps make the reality of the journey a little bit more clear and basically say it's not, writing's not for the weak. It most definitely is not. I won't say that you might not ever cry, you might not ever get frustrated, you might not ever want to throw a pen or pencil at something. Or even push a notebook aside I'm not saying you won't have any emotions or connections or failures or disappointments or moments where you're frustrated. Those inevitably will happen, writing or not. That's the way life works and the way life goes. But what I'm saying is that like anything, a number of us dream of obtaining or hope to obtain, it is not something that is obtainable without putting in the work, the effort, the time, the research, and sometimes a little bit of money. This is something I am learning as well, as if you become an indie author. You are investing in your own work, whether it's hiring someone to do your cover work for you, paying someone to do your advertising, or paying an editor to look over your work. Your work needs to be an investment emotionally, mentally, financially. You need to be invested. You need to be invested and committed to the process, even if it means, you know, possibly having to rethink your routes and even redirect yourself at times, change an approach, you know, take a step back, reflect, and decide, you know, what's right for you, what's right for your work. It's a never-ending process of learning, revisions, rewriting, growing, and even continuation and persevering. Literally, you have to have grit to be a writer and an author. And I'll say it again, as I've said probably 2 to 3 times already, I am grateful to people like Mark Antony Rossi, fellow writers, you know, such as John Patrick Robbins, a friend of mine, Robin Gibson, even the encouragement of a few others that I have enjoyed reading, such as Pamela Towns, Joseph Isaacs. Because another thing a writer does need to have, if they can, is good, healthy connections with other writers. Other writers do not have to be competition. They can be your greatest support. They can be your greatest network. And they can also sometimes be the most amazing sets of eyes to have on your work to help it grow and mature into what you envision for it and best help you reach your goals alongside a number of beta readers, which I also encourage writers to use, because you can never be too short on assets or resources if you can take the time to appreciate them, utilize them, and thank them for their time. Because us writers and authors, we're nothing if we don't have readers. Without readers, there's no point in having our book out there. There's no point in writing it. There has to be a message that we're trying to get out there, a point we're trying to get across, something, whether it's in our stories or poems, our novels, our biographies. There's a point. I thank you all for listening and for taking the time to listen to both parts of this. That's the joy of being a mom, I guess, and having 2 cats. Because sometimes you have to do things in parts, but I do appreciate each and every one of you. And thank you again for listening. If you do have any questions, please feel free to leave them in the comments below. And have a wonderful day. God bless.